I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland, that's coming up on December 12th. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. If you want into Alice in Winterland, you need to win tickets. And we have four chances a day to do it. 9, noon, 3, and 5. Your first chance coming up at 9 o'clock. Totally sold out. John Mayer and Maren Morris. We'll be talking a little Maren Morris here in just a second. If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction or mental health problems, Sovereign Health provides confidential treatment services and support to solve your problems. Call 888-383-CARE. Insurance accepted. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Pier 39. Don't miss the annual tree lighting celebration November 19th. Learn more at pier39.com. Last night, the 51st annual CMA Awards took over your TV. Unless you're watching Survivor. Hello.
That's what I did.
They paid tribute to people affected by the recent tragedies. They opened with Eric Church singing an a cappella verse of Amazing Grace. He was followed by Darius Rucker and Keith Urban doing Hootie and the Blowfish's Hold My Hand.
Oh.
So that was all fun. And then an all-star cast. Pretty much every country star got on stage at that point. And that set the stage for the hilarious antics. I don't know how many years. I think this is maybe the third year in a row that these two have hosted.
10th.
What?
10 years.
You're telling me Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood have hosted this show for 10 years?
That's what they said. They said
Could they be joking?
At the end of their monologue. No, because every year they go out of their way to make fun of Faith Hill and what's her husband's name?
I don't know.
Clint Black.
Yeah. No, it's not Clint Black. Someone else.
Garth Brooks?
It's the guy that was in that Country Strong movie.
Tim Montgomery.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah. Tim McGraw.
So
they have a huge segment where they, you know, every year make fun of these two. This year they came on at the very end of the monologue. You won't hear it this morning. But they're like, we've been taking your crap for 10 years. So that's how you know.
Oh, so that's how you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, they are hilarious, Vinny, or so everyone around them tells them. So what did you grab?
The way you set it up is right. They're like, hey, listen, we got to be serious this year. There have been too many, you know, tragedies, which obviously led up to a bunch of high hilarity. So here's a couple minutes.
All right. He's playing the opening bars of her song, her hit song, Before He Cheats.
Oh.
So, yeah.
These two are 100,000 times better than Katy Perry.
Oh my God, you are correct about that.
You might not like it or like them or whatever, but man, watching Katy Perry do those, what was that, the movie? Music Awards.
Music Awards. Painful.
The MTV ones.
Painful.
Yeah, I mean, they seem to be having fun, whether or not you agree with their gags.
Do they put the...
Yeah, so you want the rest?
Yeah. Taylor Swift wasn't there, but she won Song of the Year because she wrote a hit for Little Big Town, a song called Better Man.
There's not really a lot in terms of audio, but she put this up on her Twitter, so you can check this out.
All right, so she was watching the show. She wasn't there, and is this her reaction to it as she finds out that she won?
It's not working.
It's all right. She was surprised to have won.
Right.
So very exciting. That's really it. I mean, Pink actually was there.
Yeah, they did a whole thing on Pink as well.
Oh, did she perform?
She did. She did a song called Barbies, a new song. And Billboard, who I guess went through and ranked all the performances, ranked her second place.
And first?
I didn't see that. Oh. I just saw where Pink was.
What?
That's nice.
I'm going to say it was Keith Urban. I don't know who was the number one performance. Yes, Maren Morris. All right. I have a few stories, and I'm hoping to not get to the sexual harassment stuff.
It's fine if you've got the stories.
I've got a couple stories I'm going to slip in here in between. Okay. Tyrese has been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah.
Late last week, he had a mental breakdown on Facebook where he's crying into the camera, begging his rich friends for money. The next day, we hear that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have given him and his family $5 million to pay their legal bills and for whatever you need $5 million for. And then, like a day later, Will and Jada were like, what now? No, we didn't. And today we find out that even though he could have had visitation with his daughter that he's, you know, fighting for, he's not taking any of the opportunities that are given to him to visit her. He had the option to see her last Saturday and again on Monday with a court monitor. But they say we didn't hear from him, his ex-wife. We didn't hear from him, and the visitation never happened. He also has the option to see Shayla this weekend, but this morning he Instagrammed he's headed to Abu Dhabi for the Formula One races and to see my non-judgmental family and take a much-needed break from America and the blogs. Both sides are due back in court on November 14th.
You still agree with them giving him $5 million?
Well, it would have been a nice gesture. I mean, it seemed like he was desperate for it, but yeah. He does not care. He seems a little duplicitous.
This actually seems like he just hates that woman and is doing anything he can to make her life miserable. But that's just my take on it. I'm sure I'm wrong.
Please. Are you?
No, I'm not.
And then there's the old, go get some other acting jobs, dude.
Yeah, dude,
I mean,
go work.
If your bills, if you've outspent the money you have, then why don't you go get some more work?
Tighten the belt and go get some work.
Stop yelling at The Rock
right
for taking a movie offer and go get your own movie offer. How would that be?
Yeah, Tyrese.
Well, I just, as I listened to it, it sounded, well, first it was sort of presented to me as like, this is going to be funny because this guy's, and then I was listening to it.
It got going, less and less funny.
This is pathetic. Mm. And maybe scary, bordering on that.
Right. There's a guy who's on the edge.
But the idea that he was asking people to bail him out and then someone gave him $5 million, I just thought, that is ridiculous.
Yeah. He's Which a grown may or man. May not
he
have happened.
He has spent himself into this problem.
And if his daughter's so important to him, go see her. When you have a chance, go see her.
Instead of some race.
I know. Dick move.
Mm. Whoa. Yeah.
Third Eye Blind is in the news today.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Third Eye Blind is out on tour. They were in Billing.
Wait, Third Eye Blind's out on tour?
Yeah, they're out on tour.
Oh.
Aren't they doing the first out, like a commemorative? Didn't we hear this, that they're actually doing that first, you know, the one with all the
well,
hits
the,
on
yeah,
it.
Well, yeah, there was an anniversary of it. Was it
so
this year or was that
tour?
3 years ago?
I don't know.
Okay, so yeah, I don't know that I can pinpoint when that tour was as opposed to this one.
But they're touring either way.
I still like them. They probably can put on a great hour and a half.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, the first album is all hits.
You know,
and the next three have at least a few.
So they're, the touring band includes a guy by the name of Chris Reed, spelled K-R-Y-Z.
Do you remember that friend of yours that used to go out with the guy in the band? Googly Eyes.
Googly
what
Eyes.
Was her name?
Jen?
Janet?
Janet.
Was it Janet?
I think it was. And the guy.
What happened to her? Why'd you drop her?
Googly Eyes.
Yeah, Googly. Remember, she used to wear these big old glasses, so Vinny nicknamed her Googly Eyes.
Yeah.
She was a friend of Sterling's, and so we ran into her a few
is
times.
Is that how that happened?
That sounds familiar.
Oh, I thought she was your buddy.
Oh, no. I mean, we were friendly, but yeah, she was a friend of Sterling's, and she went on like a Tahoe trip with us one
yes.
time.
Yes.
So she used to date, I think, the bass player, who I don't even think, Orion?
Yeah.
And he, I don't think any of these guys are in the band
They're
anymore.
Not.
I think it's Steven Jenkins and that's it. Maybe the drummer? I don't know. So Steven Jenkins has Third Eye Blind out on the road. And the touring guitarist, a guy by the name of Chris Reed, broke his arm and was knocked unconscious because it's icy in Billings, Montana.
Mm.
So I guess on Tuesday, he's out, I don't know, walking around in the town, wipes out and knocks himself unconscious, breaks his arm.
Oh, my gosh.
So the group still did manage to perform their show at the Pub Station the following night. One of the crew members, Joe Pepper, filled in on guitar. I guess they went and yanked his bone back into place. Steven Jenkins was talking about in a statement. He'll be back in no time. They're going to continue their Fall of the Summer Gods tour as scheduled. They got to stop at the City National Civic in San Jose, November 14th, and Ace of Spades in Sacramento on November 15th.
All right. That's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, touring is. Not breaking your arm and having the
bone come out. The falling on ice. That's, I mean, it's icy up there, you know.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin, she calls it.
How's she doing?
She still tours and people.
Does
go,
she?
Well, people go see her. I mean, there's definitely people who feel like they're with her. She was in Dublin and she did a show. She did, and listen, I bitch because Scott Caparo will do like an hour 20, hour 30. Mm-hmm. She did 2.5 hours.
Damn.
Did the people love it?
Apparently so.
Did she do an intermission?
By the way, she's calling it the Laugh Your Head Off tour.
No. So now she's embracing.
Now she's maybe, saying she's not sorry.
Yeah, maybe it's the only way she can continue to work. So anyway, she fell. And she fainted, actually, is more like it.
During the 2.5 hour set?
At the very end. This was Ireland last night, and they're ahead of us. So Wednesday night. She was nearing the end of her Laugh Your Head Off World Tour engagement when she fainted on stage. She confirmed it and explained in a video on her Twitter feed, "I fainted at the end of my show. I'm embarrassed more than anything. Thanks for an amazing night, Dublin. Anyway, I'm in Dublin, just leaving the show, and I had one more story. I had 5 more minutes. I'd gone for almost 2.5 hours. And she went on to reference Wendy Williams on air fainting. She said, "This one's for you, Wendy Williams. Girl down. I had a girl down moment."
Stupid. Look at the, this is her website.
You want to describe it?
She's holding the world instead of Donald Trump's head. Well, congratulations to her. Anyway, she said, "The audience was great. Thanks for being forgiven. I promise to be upright the entire show next time." Blah, blah, blah.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, you don't want to do the Barry Gibb?
Oh, sure. Let's do the Barry Gibb. Barry Gibb is right. Listen, anything to not do this. He is, I think, did I hand you that story or do I still have it? Because I can't find
Barry's the one in the middle, right?
Barry is the...
I don't know. I was just told to get Barry Gibb
the good-looking
Gibb
one. I think the other two are dead now.
I didn't want to waste
the twins, Maurice and the other one.
Right.
Robin,
right. Yeah, so he's the last surviving member. He's the one who looked like a lion.
Yeah, you know, he's the one in the middle.
And he is writing a la Mamma Mia, I guess, the story of the Bee Gees. And, of course, that'll be told through their music. And
they have a lot of good songs.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Whether or not you're into them, they did some pretty good stuff.
I can't find the actual story here.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Well, we got the music going. That's something, right?
Sure. Oh, here it is. Let's see. I don't have a title or premiere date.
This is what
you basically
picked?
Told you the whole thing.
I just grabbed whatever Bryn had in his library.
No, this is not the song.
This isn't the song.
There are so many hits.
Here's
I've
an opportunity for you
song.
To play the Bee Gees.
Staying Alive?
Yeah, play us one of the hits.
I thought you wanted to bang.
No.
Did she want Barry Gibb solo?
No, we do not want
Barry Gibb. I got Barry Gibb solo.
No one would have chosen that.
Solo song.
That Bee Gees.
You know the song?
Can you? Well, change it.
Glad I forced
God.
That.
Bryn would Stand never
alive.
Do that.
Bryn would never do that.
Well, I wasn't sure what you wanted.
Staying up. The song I said this morning. Oh, well. Oh, bummer, man. I guess we'll have to save those for another day. Sexual harassment. It's out there. Beware. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
A woman's awesome scam to get a bunch of free cars.
Oh.
Did she get away with it?
I guess it's because it's in the news. I'm going to guess no.
And we'll more after these. Right. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by JCPenney. The movie review is coming up with our friend Rudy, Murder on the Orient Express, and Three Billboards. Hooman and Rudy will be reviewing that at about 9:15 when we peak for the week. Starting Wednesday.
You know that's hurtful, right?
What?
I'm about to do stuff.
Oh, well, it hurts me too. I mean, but it's equally hurtful. Like,
I'm hurt as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's crushing,
we
really.
We just lay down
You're about
for
to
it.
Introduce me and you're saying we won't be peaking for another 30 minutes.
That's right. Between you and me, we've already peaked this week, as far as I'm concerned.
It was
Tuesday in the 8:30 news. It was amazing. You were on fire. Nothing he can do at 9:15 could ever eclipse that. I'm just throwing him a bone.
Thank you so much.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For November, check out Piedmont.
It's lovely.
Here's what's happening. America's number one TV show, the NFL, is on tonight. Uh-oh. Seattle plays at Arizona, 5:25 game time.
Enjoy or don't, whichever you choose.
Well, there are two teams in our division, so I should say the Niners division.
We're not on that team.
It might be important for us to watch if we weren't completely defeated. Mm. Totally.
And by completely defeated, you mean it.
Right. We are over.
Yeah.
So, no point other than to watch some guys play NFL. So, here's some other stuff. A driverless shuttle bus was involved in a minor crash with a semi-truck less than 2 hours after it made its debut on a Las Vegas street.
Oh, my God!
Wednesday in front of cameras and celebrities.
Oh, no. I don't like hearing this.
The human behind the wheel of the truck was at fault.
Oh.
So it wasn't the self-operating shuttle bus. It was the truck driver.
Still, the timing, terrible.
I know, right there.
Just doesn't give it a good name.
Yeah.
So what did the truck driver do?
I guess the truck driver was backing up. The driverless vehicle had stopped. But the driverless vehicle can't back up, according to this.
Oh.
So it sat there and waited for the thing to hit it, basically.
Was there someone behind it, or it just physically cannot back up?
It just physically cannot back up, according to the story I'm reading.
That seems bad. I would want my driverless car to be able to back up if it's something was flying at me.
Yeah. The semi-truck's driver was cited for illegal backing because it's the one at fault. No injuries were reported. The shuttle did what it was supposed to do. It stopped to avoid the accident. But unfortunately, the truck did not stop and grazed the front fender of the shuttle. So
no one was hurt. It was
no,
a grazing.
It was just unfortunate time. Yes, sir. Your
did
hand
they
is
then
up.
Say that's it for this experiment?
No,
and take the,
I'm
so
sure
the bus
they
continued
didn't.
To shuttle driverlessly.
I don't know that it continued to shuttle that day, but I do know that because there's police reports and whatever else to deal with. But I don't think they're scrapping the program. The driverless car is coming, people. Get ready.
I am ready.
It's coming.
I can't wait.
I can't wait for the pedestrians who try to stink eye you in the car, and you're going to be like,
I'm not driving.
Mofo. I'll look at the car, too.
Yeah, I'm going to get all my windows tinted, including the front one, so I can't even see. I'm going to be sleeping.
God.
So will we
the
be able to get on our
stink face like pedestrians put on you when you drive around here in the city? It's like, I'm so sorry to have to drive a car.
Yeah, and they're like sauntering and going as slow as they can.
Let me do it at half speed.
Let me
for
see. Let me
you.
Check my emails. Hold on.
Yeah.
I know I'm in the middle of the street.
Let
but
me
I
just
really
pause here.
And
how you like that?
Oh, it's so annoying.
Yeah. And then when we're out walking, we're the same way.
No, we're
I'm
not.
Really not, actually. I remember how people are towards me when I'm out there just trying to drive home.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not trying to do anything, but just, here I am. I'm sitting here. I'm so sorry that you're walking by and for some reason you've decided to make faces at me.
Well, you might kill them with your car.
Because, I'm parked!
Because they're busy.
It's a red!
Looking at their phone. I like the people who don't even look. They just, it's a street, I don't have a stop sign, and they are just looking at their phone, walk right onto the street.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what's the matter with you? What, do you got a death wish?
Yeah, they're looking for their lawsuit. Mm. Yep, that's exactly right.
Lawsuit farmers.
Yeah.
A lot of farmers out there these
doo-dah,
days.
Doo-dah.
Organic lawsuits.
According to a new study in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine, people are much more likely to eat vegetables if they do a better marketing job.
Oh, they should market vegetables better?
Yeah. Huh. They need to be marketed as cool, sexy, and maybe a little unhealthy.
Okay.
And then people will want to eat them. Mm. Researchers found that when they package vegetables with names like Twisted Citrus Glazed Carrots, Dynamite Chili and Tangy Lime Seasoned Beets,
or French Fries...
Sweet.
It's true. We do like the unhealthy ones.
Sweet sizzling green beans.
Oh, those sound good. I'll eat those.
People are more likely to eat them. Yeah. But when they're marketed as lighter choice zucchini.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it sounds mushy.
So you are probably going to see people trying to market the vegetable.
Jazz them up. Hey, I'm not just a carrot. I'm a citrus glazed carrot.
Right.
Vitamins and bad stuff. Woo!
Exactly right.
Delicious.
It does. You know what? Those marketing works, and B, those names do sound better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. They do sound better. I actually just like vegetables, so I'm going to keep eating them.
I like vegetables, too.
John makes it, like, he makes me feel guilty if I even put butter on my vegetables. I mean,
do you listen to him? Do you feel that guilt?
I do. I try to eat my broccoli without butter.
And then what happens?
But then when corn on the
cob
time comes,
why would you put butter on broccoli?
Because it's delicious.
I was thinking the same thing.
Salt and butter.
Who puts butter?
Everyone who loves butter.
Rudy,
do you put butter on broccoli?
I put butter on everything.
Yeah, you do.
And it's the butter on broccoli is delicious.
Oh my god!
You better be wearing a dress.
Yeah, where's your dress?
It's great.
I got the dress, but I didn't bring the butter, so I don't know if it's gonna.
Well, I have my butter. Don't you worry. But when corn on the cob comes, I mean, you have to butter, heavily salt that.
I'm with you.
Not worth eating. Come on.
For corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for broccoli.
What else besides broccoli? What other vegetables?
What other vegetables do I put butter on?
Just like
Brussels sprouts, carrots, baked potato.
Well, yeah, baked potato.
Well, baked potato, I'm
carrots,
with you.
Though?
What are the, yeah. Oh, my God. You know what I do with carrots, though? It's the worst. I mean, the best. I chop them up into little discs, right? Mm-hmm. And then I can feel like good about eating carrots. And then I put them.
Because they're disc shaped?
Well, no, because of what I do to them next.
Oh, okay.
And then I put them in the in like a saucepan with like a half stick of butter.
Oh my God.
And just cook them real slow. Like they turn all brown. They get totally caramelized. I don't know what's in the carrot that comes out. It's like eating carrot candy. It is so good.
You know what's funny? Every time Sarah describes some kind of food, I wish you guys could all look at Rudy's face. Because he is just nodding and smiling
in
the affirmative.
Rudy.
Like
me and Rudy.
He's probably hungry, too.
No wonder he's our friend.
Yeah, he is hungry.
I got some cookies in the other room if you want some. Are you hungry? Yeah, show him with the tin of cookies.
Oh, he can wait.
Can he? Yes. You're hungry, man.
This is him practicing to be a stepdad. He's just trying to, you know.
Yeah, butter on everything. Butter on peas, butter on corn.
All right.
Butter on... Actually, cheese sauce on cauliflower. That's the best. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ!
Remember that Schoolhouse Rock song that says, don't drown your food?
Yeah.
No, I don't
remember
that one.
I don't remember that
one. Oh, find it. Come on.
Yeah, come see if you can find it. Don't drown your food. I'm drowning it. It's swimming in butter. It isn't worth eating.
It just seems like it takes away all the good stuff.
No, it enhances the good stuff. Mm. It actually makes it worth
eating. I felt guilty because when I go to Whole Foods is that Cupertino off Stevens Creek, I go and I'll get like the steamed vegetables, but I have to put brown rice with it because I can't just eat vegetables.
You feel guilty about that?
Yeah, because I have to throw carbs in here.
Oh,
for
I put
some
butter
reason.
on my white rice too. I'll butter that.
You butter rice?
Oh my god,
I've done that.
It's
I'll do
so
that
good.
With certain dishes.
Because I'll tell you, a bowl of brown rice with some unbuttered vegetables on it sounds like the most boring meal I've ever eaten. At least let's get some cheese on there.
All right. This song is for you. It's 30 seconds.
Okay,
but just really
right,
like
go.
just take this in and let it speak
it's
to
amazing.
Let it speak to you and Rudy for not drowning your food.
Okay.
Did that
you,
help?
No. Thank you for that.
Does anyone remember that besides me?
I don't remember that.
I sing that to myself.
Hey, people are saying mayonnaise on broccoli is delicious.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Well, I guess
if
I'm not really in a position to,
barf,
to go blech on
kill
them.
Yourself.
Some people put mayo on like fries and stuff, too. Mm. It's like a whole thing.
Yuck.
You know, I just want butter.
There's a 49-year-old woman in Portsmouth. What now?
Portsmouth.
Virginia, named Alexandra Hatcher. And 2 years ago, she came up with an elaborate scheme to get rich by faking her own death. Oh. First, she went to Washington State and legally changed her name.
Yeah.
And then she and her husband, Albert Hatcher, whipped up a fake death certificate and published a death notice in the newspaper. And he submitted claims for her life insurance. Once they got the money, they went on a shopping spree and they bought 20 fancy cars. When they couldn't afford some of them, they used fake checks. And then they flipped those cars as collateral for loans for more cars. The problem is the cops were able to figure out what they were up to pretty quickly. And Alexandra and Albert just both pleaded guilty to several charges, including bank fraud, counterfeiting, and mail fraud. They're looking at 30 years.
What possesses someone to go that crazy?
They like fast cars or something, or nice cars.
If
I don't
know. Can't you just now go to Washington and live where your name is changed? And I don't. What's she trying to get away from? She just wants the insurance.
It's free money. They didn't earn it, so they probably just got all drunk on it. Like, oh man, you know it'd be great. More
they're like people who win the lottery and don't have any left after 1 year.
Yeah,
right.
That's terrible. They big dummies. And now they're fraud. writing fake checks and so that's just. I mean, they're just criminals.
Right.
It's amazing they didn't go to jail before this.
Well, they're getting 30 years. That's what they're looking at.
Three hot and a cot. They're all set.
Apple just released its list of 10 emojis that people use most.
Okay, well, what are they?
Let's guess.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to say the S head, the poop.
Oh, the poop? Yeah, that's a big one.
Poop.
How about?
Survey says.
Is it in the top 10? How about the thumbs up?
Boy, that's interesting because I use the thumbs up quite a bit. No thumbs up.
Just a plain smiley face.
Plain?
Yeah.
Yeah, plain. No teeth. No teeth.
Or one with a kiss.
How about heart?
Okay, hold on.
The kissy one with the heart.
Yeah.
How about just the heart? No kissy.
Okay. The red heart's number two.
Okay.
Just
the
heart.
Yeah.
Red. The red heart.
That's me.
Right. Just the red heart. The face with hearts for eyes comes in at number four.
Oh, I use that one a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
The kissing face comes in at number five.
All right.
The kissing face.
Is that the one with the little heart?
Yeah, that's the little heart. Mwah.
You know why I don't say that?
How about the pizza one?
No one uses the pizza one.
I use the pizza one.
Of course you do. Are you hungry?
What about...
look at you. You are.
I'm always hungry.
She's making the eyes.
The emoji with the sunglasses.
Sunglasses? I've never used that one.
No one uses that.
Oh, my God. I don't send the one with the hard eyes because I might be... You know, you don't want to send the wrong message to
somebody. How about, like, the party? Like, the, you know, the little horn that's blowing all the confetti
out?
How about the praying? The guy praying?
No.
I use that all the time.
You do?
Yeah, that's, like, one of my favorites.
The praying
guy. Did you already say the A-OK one?
How about lips?
Okay is not it.
How about lips?
What about the syringe?
The thing
you see the syringe.
You're so lame.
I love that one.
Are you just going out of your way to be lame right now?
What about the one I just said?
Which one?
The praying.
No. Oh. No.
What about the garage
cat one?
How about
lips? How about lips?
Number 10.
The
thinking face with the hand resting on the chin.
Oh, John sends that one.
That one's kind
of the sad face with the wide open frowning mouth.
Oh, not with the tears going down the two. I use that one when I'm sad.
Oh, how about the wow one?
Oh, what is that?
What's
one
the wow
like?
One?
The blushing face comes in at number eight.
Oh.
What blushing
what
face?
What do you send that for? If someone says something nice about you,
you're so pretty.
Oh, blush.
I don't even guess. The skull.
Oh, I use a skull.
No, you don't.
Oh, what about the alien? I love the alien.
You do?
No alien.
What about the clown?
What about the
no
ghost?
Clown.
What about the ghost?
No ghost. The face that's rolling its eyes.
Ow.
Which one's the one rolling
the
its
kissing
eyes?
Face. The face with hearts for eyes.
Yeah.
The sad crying face.
Oh, that's with the streaks of
comes in at number three.
Oh, boy.
The red heart. And you guys still haven't gotten the number one.
Let's think about
one.
Hold on,
the
hold
dancing
on,
girl.
Emoji. Rudy, you got a guess? It better be good.
Dancing girl.
The zucchini. The eggplant.
Oh, yeah.
The peach.
The peach. Okay, hold on. Rudy.
Hold on.
I'm going to guess the fire emoji.
Fire!
The fire emoji.
Okay, keep going. Hold on. Let's all look at what we've used recently on our thing.
I did.
I don't
How about
even
the American
use
flag?
I never use them.
Hold How on. About somebody just waving hi, hello, or both hands up in the
Let's
air?
Let's see.
How about just the wave? Not just the wave. It's so easy, Vinny. You're looking at us like we're dummies.
How about
the money bag?
No, the money.
You're going for the
Hold
dumbest.
On, Rudy
crap.
Knows. Rudy knows.
Okay.
How
Rudy.
About the How about the one that comes up for when you type in LOL and it's the smiley face, but he's crying with tears coming out.
The laughing so hard I'm crying face is number one.
I've never even used that one. Never even used it. I got a cocktail one on here.
Okay, we don't need to hear any more of the nonsense
Pills.
You're up to with that phone. That thing's. The dancing girl.
Well,
what are you going to do with that?
I'm having a party.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. I can't believe no animals made it.
I know.
I use the pig all the time.
You use the pig?
Yeah.
For what? Like you're a pig?
No, like, hey, seems like you're eating quite a bit or something.
Oh, my God.
All right, look, can we take a break?
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't forget, everyone, big movie review. Stay tuned in.
Oh,
don't
my God.
Go
it's going to be great. We'll squeeze in as many texts as we can right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.